आदम भोजे मणिमय तुलाकोट जुगमीन जतनाथ अभ्यर्चे तद्धलकुलमपि प्रेष्टपादांगुलीयै कांचीदम्न कटितटमिदं प्रेमपीठं सुनेत्रे कंसाराते अतुलम चिराद अर्चयिष्यामि किंते। जनरल मीनिंग यू हैव इन दैट यू कैन से
ओ ब्यूटिफुल आईड वन विल आई सून वर्शिप योर टू लोटस फीट with jeweled anklets and the petals of your lotus feet with toe rings. With a splendid belt will I soon worship your hips, the sacred pilgrimage place of Lord Krishna.
Hips, this Ais Lochane नेत्रे द टाइम इज मॉर्निंग एंड दे आर बातिंग श्रीमती राधिका Srimati Radhika has taken bath. Now they are ornamenting Srimati Radhika. They are doing Shringar to Radhika. Automatically, by nature, Radhika is too beautiful. Without any alankar, without many ornaments, without giving anything in his body, yet she is so beautiful. So, sometimes Raghunath Das Goswami, entering in Leela, serving Radha, Srimati Radhika, in
Antardasa.
And then he is in the shape of Tulsi Manjari or Rati Manjari. But when this
comes
down. She comes in the senses. Slowly she comes. First she comes in antara bahya dasa and then bahya dasa. When he is in inner dasa, he is so glad and doing everything and seeing it. Once he is in half, then sometimes she weeps and tells to anyone whether they are sakhi or not, what she has done in inner dasa. And then she comes in outer, then she is rolling on the bank of
Radha Kunda,
weeping so much, feeling so much separation and weeping bitterly. But yet there is some tadatma bhava. Always hankering, always remembering for the same scene and to Sadhu Srimati Radhika. For sadhak, when he is in outer sense, he is in the stage of sadhak. But when he is in inner sense, then he is like Siddha, because he sees not a sadhak, he is not a sadhak. He is Siddha. But for sadhak, it will be not so easy as it was for Raghunath Das Goswami. He has come here as a parikar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show the power of Raganuga. This is called Raganuga. So a sadhak should try to do all these things. Who will do? After test, he has a very good guidance, Swajati Snigdha. And he has gone through 11 kinds of name, roop, bhav, palyadasi, and so many things. And after that, he should complete 5 dasas, saman dasa, then varam dasa, then bhavapan dasa, and then arektiki.
Sampatti.
Sampatti means to come in the inner stage, sometimes. Or for 8 division of day and night. Yam, astayam, he will come. So if anyone wants to enter, they should also know how a rush, what is bhakti, and then what is bhakti rush. It will come upon a sthayi bhava. But a sthayi bhava will not come at first. Shuddha sat will come. And then after Shuddha Sattva, in Saman Dasa, he will know all the things that makes a bhakti transferred in a bhakti or rasa. First will come the thought of vibhav. Krishna is, who is Krishna? And I am Arsa, Sakhi, the guidance of Gurudev or Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. And then Uddipan will come. And after that, Anubhav will come. Then Sanchari will come. At last, it will come Sattvic. And after Sattvic, Sthayi Bhav will come. And when Sattvic Bhav will come, all these things will mixed upon the platform of Sthayi Bhav. In a pot, if you give water, chini,
sugar,
kevada for sugandha, fragrance, or gulab jal, but it should be in proportion, otherwise it will not rush. So all these things will be in the guidance of any very expert Rasik Vaishnav. We have heard like so, but I have no experience or anything. Not a very little bit or anything. But I am telling what I have read only. Only book knowledge. I am telling. So, gradually it will come. If we'll do one day, like this, for an hour, and leave it, and then here and there something. Like Raghunath Das Goswami. When he sends, he always give him so dhikkar. Dhikkar means, you know, I'm so wretched. I have no bhakti. Always waiting, praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, praying to Girdhari, Giriraj, and Bhuvan Swami. And reading the books of Rupa Goswami. His only sambal, sambal means his power was the books of Rupa Goswami. And the knowledge he has gained from Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the parikara, all this thinking. So automatically it will come in a change. It will come when the pastime of Krishna of eight jam, when in morning automatically that will come. Purvanna Purvanna Lila. Madhyanna Madhyanna Lila. He will be in Radha Kund. In evening, Krishna returning. But he will be always with Srimati Radhika. Always. When Krishna is returning, she, Rupmanjari is with Srimati Radhika and seeing Krishna. So in Krishna. So always in this thing. When he will chant, when he will chant, or do another thing, he has no work to do. His everything as gopis, no mala in hand, like that. Because he is Paramahansa. But we will have to do all things and follow Raghunath Das Goswami also. Now Srimati Radhika has in outer sense she was waiting and she has done Neela Chudavali ji. He has given Churi
Bengals.
And Angulik in
ring.
When he came in outside, when he saw that he is going to make dear these rings in the face or Chudavali here, but he saw that no hand of Srimati Radhika, and she was beating. Again, from outer sense, she came in half Ardhavajya, and then she came into inner dasa, and she saw that she has Nupur, ankles, toe, ankles, for the two fields. And she is giving it in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. At once she remembered the pastimes of Krishna, and how Krishna, when in wrath the anklets were thrown, then Krishna took it, and Radhika was sitting or standing for dance, and he took and began to tighten in the fits of Srimati Radhika. He was also remembering that Krishna sings on Bansi Arvain, but if the sounds of ankle, very sweet, is not there, it seems that he is doing only half thing. But if the twinkles, they are twinkling, and Bansi is also singing, then both combined sound makes Krishna so much happy. And also Srimati Radhika and all others. At that time Krishna makes the flute sound so sweet to his last limit. Krishna was singing and gopis were all dancing. Tulsi Manjari watching very strangely, in wonder, all stand, stop to dance. Only Srimati Radhika was dancing and Krishna was playing on floor. Also sing towards Srimati Radhika, how fine and how sweet she is dancing. All were moved as if it has been written in Venu Geet that when Krishna was playing on floor and Mayur, peacocks were dancing. All other birds and fish, everything, they were only watching. Their movements will be, movement was stopped. Even Yamuna was stopped. And trees, branches came down. And parrots, sea parrots, and all others stop their voice as if they are Muni sitting on the branch of some bed, and from there they are coming in Srimad Bhagavat branch, and other yogis are on other neem tree and all others. Kakus are there, but they have also stopped their voice because two are mixed singing, Venunad and ankles of Srimati Radhika. All were watching, so she was also. In the meantime, the anklet of one foot
came out
and
went away.
Tulsi is watching that the sound of Bansi has also become less, and Srimati Radhika stopped to dance, and everything was upset. she ran towards the
ancestor
and took his Krishna in the mid-time, he came and took it. And he bended bended in the state of Srimati Radhika. And again, the dancing and all things were done as usual. She remembered this thing. Oh, Srimati Rati Manjari Ari. She began to tell to Krishna, oh, you remind. When Ras was going and this fact was going, Krishna took himself and he tightened in your feet. And again he began to doubt. We see in Padam Bhoj,
Lotus Feet.
No, that's
Madhu Madhur Madhu Madhur Nishayang Jyotirut Bhar Sitayang Sitakusam Bhasa Klitukar Pura Bhush Sugal Sukhmupe Tadutika Nastahas Chadamapum Marade Nitramamandayastam. What is the name of that? Premam Bhoj Makha. Very good thing. In that it has been written. What? उसमें लिखा है क्या स्मर विलसित तल्पे जल्पलीलाम अलल्पाम कर्मकत परिहीनम विभ्रति तेन शास्त्रम प्रमद मदन लीला प्रमद मदन युद्ध शांतितः कांत कृष्ण प्रचुर सुखद बक्ष स्थार तल्पे सपन्ति प्रसमुदित विशाखा जीविताब्धौ समिद्धा क्षणमपमम राधे नित्यमानंदयत्तम. She is telling, पदम भोजे मणिमय तुला कोटि युगमेन जत्नात् अभ्यर्चे तद्दल कुलमपि प्रेष्ट पादंगुलीय. So he is remembering that pastime. And she was giving the anklets in the feet of Srimati Radhika and remembering and making remember to Srimati Radhika. And remembering this pastime, Sri Radhika became so much pleased, so much glad, and began to smile. He is telling that Jatnat Abhyarcha. Abhyarcha means to do archan. Here to give the anklet in the feet of Srimati Radhika each archan. As we when take Mahaprasadam, we tell that we are serving Mahaprasad. We are serving Harikatha. Like this. Everything is service. Why he is telling that Sunetre? Sunetre, he is telling to Srimati Radhika. When this pastime that I told, when anklet was gone out. Then Srimati Radhika was saying to Krishna, who was collecting that Nupur, and he was going to give it in the feet of Srimati Radhika. And she was so pleased that he is in Swabhartrika state, Swadhin Bhartrika state. Any Naika, any beloved, becomes so much pleased if the beloved is in control. Now Krishna is fully controlled to Srimati Radhika. So see, her everybody, eyes, mouth, everything was so happy. So this was as a lotus petal. So in full
bloom.
So he is telling that, O Sunetre. He is hearing and appreciating by heart to Rati Manjari and telling how these will come. Rupa Goswami has told in his Chatu Pushpanjali, you know, very important. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has translated it in poetry. And very, very beautiful this. In the last, he has written, Rupa Goswami, that anyone who will read this very patiently and very savadhani, carefully, and with so much affection, bar bar,
again,
then this mood may come, will come. Not only come, it will surely come. Chaitanya Chaitamrit, it has been told, Bansi Gana Mrita Dham Lamanya Mrita Janmasthan Jena Dekhe Se Chand Badan Se Nayane Kiva Kaj Padu Tar Mathe Baj Se Nayan Rahe Ki Karane. He is telling that Bansi Krishna plays on Bansi, and the sound is the dham of Amrita, dham of
nectar.
Achha. Lavanya Amrita Janmasthan, and Krishna face is Lamanyam Mrita Dham or Janma and the birthplace of Lavanya Amrita. Lavanya means deity stepping from body. Beauty as a pearl stepping from inner side to outside.
Luster.
Jina dekhe se chandabadan. When Krishna has Bansi here and playing, and this in corner he is looking to anyone, that is to Gopi Srimati Radhika, then his face becomes so much less and less than beautiful than ever. So if anyone sees this, she certainly is kritartha. If their eyes are
fulfilled.
Kritartha. Otherwise, the eyes are in vain. As in Srimad Bhagavat, it has been told. Here also in Chaitanya Chaitanya. Se nayanama nayane kiva kaj. I don't like in vain these eyes which I have not seen, that we have told the Krishna face. And when tinkling of Srimati Radhika, ankles are twinkling. So if anyone has not seen at that time the face of Krishna, which is the birthplace of Lavanya Amrit and Gana Mrita Dham, also singing Amrit is coming from the same mouth. So the Janmasthan of two. Then if a nanny, this is not I, is saying to Krishna and Srimati Radhika, then I don't like that on them thunderbolt can
fall
and they should be destroyed. Also, in Srimad Bhagavat it has been told, Akhnatam phalamidam na param vidama sakhyu pasun
anubhiveshayato
vayasyai vaktram brajesa sutayo anubhenu justam jaivan pitam anurakta kataksham. You know this meaning? I have explained in many ways. At that time also, Srimati Radhika, I have taken the bansi of Krishna. And Krishna is also doing like this. Srimati Radhika is giving a melody in bansi. And both are one. And Krishna is singing Srimati Radhika, Radhika is singing Krishna. If they have not seen anyone this thing, their eyes are in vain. There are so many, but I'm taking this. So, any Mahajan has told about this. That Jabago Brajapur, Haba Gopikar Nupur, Tadere Charane Madhura Madhura Baji Bogo. Any or Mahajan has written like so. That I want to die and to become a tranquil Nupur of Srimati Radhika. I will go to Brajendrapur. Brajendrapur means Nandagaon or Barsana or Javat, all are Brajendrapur. And Haba Gopikar Nupur, and I want to be the Nupur of Srimati Radhika. And I will, when they will dance Madhura Madhur
Baji
Bogo, then I will
think
in sweet melody with the line of bansi. Krishna Bhavanamrita Srila Chakravarti Thakur has read. I think that all the Leelas have been explained in Govinda Leelamrita and Krishna Bhavanamrita. Without taking them, any explanation cannot be done. Those who have read, and read thoroughly, and they are remembering always, they can explain more and more beautifully. Madhuri, Madhuri Maiva, Dadhar Vividha dhidha swa safali kritaye padayor luthan arana arana iti paran api tadgunan sukritanah kritina kim atusthavat. So by this I will safali, main safal karunga netra.
I will be successful.
Padayor luthan, falling in the footfalls of Srimati, feet of Radhika. Bandhu kare de. Padayor luthan. Rana rana iti paran api tad gunan sukrita kritina kimastuvat. When I will, any gopis are giving, or Krishna himself is giving. Another poet, Manadis, Krishna Bhavanamrita, is telling that when I will do suffer my business. Now he is going to, after abhyakting, doing archan of ankles. Now, kanchi damna, katitatam idam, prema pitam sunetre, or ye, abhyakte, kaddala kulam api, presta padanguli yai. Tad dala. Dal means this thing of Srimati Radhika. What is this? And these are dal mane? Petals. And this is lotus.
The world. Them.
Dal means petals.
But these are petals.
Then.
No? Tad dala kulamati prestha padambu padanguli yai. In these angulis,
fingers,
toes.
This is toes.
Means toes. Foot fingers are toes.
Toes means this one?
Toes.
Padanguri yai, made by money and other things, always enlightening. It may be also a flower. I think the flowers, all these things, are more beautiful and fragrant and very soft than jewels and all these things. And especially he wants to give mekhala, belt. Mekhala, not like belt, but
cap.
Giving one here.
Well, we know what it is. Yes.
But what? How to?
What is the word? A sash. It's a belt made of pearls and other things.
Other things. And also there are tinkling things.
Yeah, it doesn't go tightly around the waist, but it hangs and
we don't have it in English, but
how? We have seen pictures of it.
But how to explain?
It's like a belt, but with ornaments hanging from it.
And little, very small tinkling things.
Small bells.
Here in Nupur, but not so big, very little. Tinkling, so sweet here. When they will
dance
or move, all will tinkle. And they will go here and there. And Krishna is standing some distance or near. He will see and see. What is called this? Hip?
Hip.
But in English, in Sanskrit, or in Bangla, or in Hindi, Nitamba Desh.
Nitamba Desh.
Nitamba. Kati Tatam. Kati Tata. Nadi Tata. Mane river.
Side.
Like this. When he remembered at that time some past time, so many past times. When Krishna stops his everything and sing this anthem of Srimati Radhika, dancing and they were tinkling and moving here and there, and he was at once what? No time. Prem Pitha Krishna Katitatam idam Katitatam, this place, the heap of decorated heap of Srimati Radhika having that ornament is Prema Pitha of Krishna,
sacred place of love. That sacred place of love,
his eyes goes there automatically. Krishna, sometimes standing Srimati Radhika having anything, and giving hand and hear this, as if she is tired, having some branch of kadamba
resting on it,
resting and doing like this. At that time Krishna sees and becomes so much attracted.
Whenever she moves, that hip attracts his attention.
See, Tulsi is telling to Srimati Radhika, when Krishna is playing on Bansi, only Krishna, but if you will not dance, and your Nupur will not twinkle, and though your this will not sound so sweet, then Krishna, he is Nagar, he will not be so much enjoyed,
enjoying.
And if these are all with the time, then Krishna becomes so pleased. When telling to Srimati Radhika and he haath badhaya, he as if he has taken the anklet and this mani dam and giving into the Srimati Radhika's
heap
and ankles in the face. He saw that nothing was there. And he returned where he was, rolling on the
bank of
Srimati Radhakund. weeping and weeping. Then he is praying at O Srimati Radhike, as I have seen in my samadhi, I will have this chance, you will give this chance to me, that I will search like this and praying this slok. Kansa rate Kansa rate mane the killer of Kansa, the Shatru, enemy of Kansa. Atulam Achirat. So Krishna is saying towards Srimati Radhika, and Srimati Radhika is saying towards Krishna, when Krishna is going to give all these ornaments, when Tulsi is seeing this and remembering this, then Tulsi is telling to Srimati Radhika,